And joining us now to talk about it is a sports writer and an AP sports reporter in Cleveland, Ohio. And he's also the host and the founder and the owner of NEOSportsInsiders.com, Matt Lodi. Matt, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you here. I appreciate you spending some time with us. You wrote about this today, obviously.
And you
referenced Stephen A. Smith. That's why we played some of him in the open there. That the Cavaliers, Stephen A. Smith said, the Cavaliers better not assume LeBron James won't leave again. I said that to Dennis Manilow yesterday, almost just in a, you know, this is really a stupid thought here, but he's down there working out with his buddy again. Is he already exhibiting regret for coming back to Cleveland? That, you know, and when he was asked about it, of course, by the media, why did you go down there and work out with Dwayne Wade, one of your enemies? You're in season. This isn't off-season fun time. You're in season. He is an enemy of your team. And he said, because I want to. That's it. I don't owe you an explanation because I want to. So what's your takeaway here?
Well, I do agree with you from the standpoint of that to me is an act that should not have happened. I think that if LeBron was so bent on going out and working with a guy like Dwayne Wade, you and I know this for a fact. I'm assuming that there's no way he cleared this with the Cavaliers. It's not like he went and told Tyronn Lue and everybody else on the team, hey, guys, don't take offense to this, but I'm going down for vacation for a few days and I'm going to work out with Dwayne Wade. You know that didn't happen. So, this season has turned into, it's almost like a Brown season where every day there's something new to write about, there's something new to talk about. But the odd thing is, unlike the Browns, this is still a pretty good basketball team. And that's the weird thing. This is still, in my opinion, the best team in the Eastern Conference. This is still a team that if they can get some things, their act together, I think they can still it'd be a challenge to whoever comes out of the West, which of course we all assume will be Golden State, but never say never. But I don't like this. I don't like the attitude. I don't like the vibe right now around this basketball team. And you know, everybody wanted to blame David Blatt, and they felt like if they got their guy in there in Lou, that things would turn around. And instead, it's almost gotten worse. I think it's the inmates running the asylum. I think LeBron is the head inmate, and I think everything else is kind of falling apart a little bit. You know, all those comments about Kyrie Irving and how he didn't want to play here, and now, you know, Stephen A. coming out last night on that radio show down in Miami and saying that, you know, don't assume that LeBron won't hightail it out of here. And I do think that in some areas he's correct. I do think that there's still some rather harsh feelings between him and Dan Gilbert, meaning LeBron and Dan Gilbert, which is what Stephen A. kept referencing in that interview yesterday, saying, hey, if there's a reason LeBron's going to leave, it's going to be because Dan Gilbert didn't give him what he felt he promised him, which is a good enough team to build around and try to make a run, which I disagree with.
I'm tired of that freaking story, too.
I agree.
Dan Gilbert brought him an all-star power forward, one of the best players in the NBA from Minnesota. He brought him and signed him to a long-term contract, one of the best pure point guards. And we know about some of his defensive liabilities that have been exposed, especially in the last month. But an all-star, perennial all-star point guard in Kyrie Irving, sharpshooters from the outside to balance things, like guys like J.R. Smith,
Shumpert,
lockdown
Smith.
Defenders like Iman Shumpert. I mean, a big guy to be the rim protector in Timothy. I mean, he has done everything he can, short of, I don't know what, signing the Eastern Conference All-Star team, bringing, what more does he want? Yeah. I'm tired of that narrative that Dan Gilbert might not be doing enough to keep LeBron James happy. What more does this narcissist need?
Well, I agree. I don't think that there's much more that Gilbert can do. You know, there was this, you know, Stephen A., if you heard the interview, and I know you did, that, you know, said, oh, you know, the Cavs should have went out and got more of a quality point guard at the trade deadline. Well, you know, Matthew Dellavedova was the talk of the town last year after what was it, game three of the NBA Finals, when he shut down Steph Curry and the Cavaliers went up 2-1. So it's not like Matthew Dellavedova is a terrible basketball player. Okay, yeah, he's not a great, he's never going to be an all-star type of guy. But you know what? You got other all-stars on that team. And, you know, it wasn't by design, obviously, that the Cavaliers lost Kyrie and Love last year in the postseason to have to put all that pressure on LeBron. But, you know, if he's going to be, and the last time you and I spoke, we spoke extensively about that ESPN 100 all-time list of NBA players. If this guy is the, third or fourth or fifth or whatever it was, best NBA player of all time, he should be able to take a not as good supporting cast, if you will, put it on his shoulders and win a championship. And, you know, I'll give him the pass from last year. I thought that that was, you know, kind of almost in a way unexpected that this team made the finals after everybody said that they weren't ready yet. But I think they are ready this year, and I think all these distractions are not helping anything.
No.
And like you said, these cryptic tweets about, you know, oh, you've got a, you know, mistakes are being made and all this other stuff.
Let's
and then when you come out and ask them about it,
Matt, let's go
nothing.
Let's go through some of that. I'm looking at LeBron James' Twitter feed right now. And by the way, there are others, but I'm going to focus on a couple. This is from March 1st, so 3 days ago. LeBron James, and again, LeBron James went down to Miami, worked out with Dwayne Wade, partied and ate some steaks with Dwayne. I say partied, I don't mean in a bad way, but hung out and relaxed with and you know, enjoyed themselves with Dwayne Wade during the season and during their little 3 day break. On March 1st, he said, "It's okay to know you've made a mistake, because we all do at times. Just be ready to live with whatever that comes with it, and be with those who will protect you at all costs." Now, it has been widely assumed that that was talking to somebody, that was aimed at somebody, about a mistake that they made, and they say, be ready to live with whatever comes with it. Now, I don't know who that somebody is, and everybody has been trying to figure that out, and he is in no hurry to answer. In fact, he refuses to address that. But, Matt, when I read that, I'm wondering if he's talking about somebody or if that is self-reflection to himself.
Yeah.
It's okay to know you've made a mistake, because we all do at times. Just be ready to live with whatever comes with it and be with those who will protect you at all costs. I'm not a conspiracy nut, Matt, but if that looks almost self-reflective, like, crap, I made a mistake in coming back to Cleveland. Now I got to be ready to live with whatever comes with it and be around those who will protect me at all costs, because he knows he's going to be killed if he leaves again. That's just another way to look at it. Am I nuts?
No, not at all. And I think that, you know, and again, in that Stephen A. interview, he referenced, I would have to say, at least 4 to 6 times, you know, the inner circle, if you will, of LeBron James and how much that inner circle protects him. That's what I think he's referencing right there in that interview is how, you know, or that tweet, I guess, if you will, is that, you know, the inner circle are the guys that are going to have to be closest, nearest, and dearest to him. And obviously that includes family members like Gloria and his wife and obviously his kids who are now getting older. So I think if this all goes down, and when I say goes down, I mean if this thing ends in the disaster that it could, where LeBron, you know, next year, the year after, whatever it is, says, you know what, I did my best, I can't do it on my own, I've got to go play with better players, whatever it is, which you and I agree is a farce, but if he decides to do that, I think he's going to be probably not only the most vilified man in Cleveland, I think the NBA as a whole is going to turn on him, because I think it's, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me type of scenario there, where everybody forgave him, everybody said, you're welcome back, and, you know, bring us a championship. And as Stephen A. pointed out,
I didn't forgive him, and I didn't welcome him back.
Mean, but a lot of fans did.
I know they did.
Right. Everybody wanted to. He's still, you know, a native of the area, per se, and all that other stuff. But, you know, like, again, as Stephen A. kind of pointed out, he's not necessarily – he feels that he is going to stay in Cleveland, and I still feel he is as well. But these shenanigans all will eventually add up. And I think that, you know, people are starting to see the cracks, I guess, in the foundation of this basketball team. They're starting to see the cracks with LeBron James. And I think it's all adding up to, you know, could this team potentially not even make the finals this year? Absolutely. If they don't, you know, start getting a little more cohesive, a little more together, if you will, and start being a little bit more on the same page. I mean, they had to struggle again the other night with Indiana. I mean, they were down 5 with, what, 7 minutes to go, and they got the benefit of a call after a 3-point play where they were eventually able to come back and win that game. They're not going to be able to do that every night, night in, night out, especially in the postseason against some of the better teams in the NBA. And I think these shenanigans are just, they got to rein it in a little bit. This is getting to be, as I said earlier, kind of like a bad Brown season, yet you're playing with some of the best players in the NBA.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, we're talking to Matt Lodi of NEOSportsInsiders.com, also an AP sports reporter in Cleveland, and we're talking about LeBron James, who is kind of the talk of the NBA for all kinds of wrong reasons right now. He just wrote his glorious love letter to Cleveland, I'm coming home. He comes back last year. They go to the finals. This year it's supposed to be bigger and better because everybody is healthy, and all the reports we're getting out of Cleveland are that there's a bunch of people not happy, whether it's Kyrie, whether it's Kevin Love, were they going to trade him right before the deadline? All of that stuff went on. He tried to recruit Joe Johnson to come and sign with them as a free agent. Joe Johnson said, nope, don't want to do it. And I wonder how much of this is too much. Now he's talking about lamenting mistakes. And by the way, he followed the tweet that I read to you on March 1st with the one from yesterday. Can't replace being around great friends that reciprocate the same energy back to you in all facets of life. And again, this happens right as he is explaining to reporters yesterday why it is, actually not explained, he's being asked. Matt, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bob. I'm sorry.
Okay, I just heard something strange. I don't know what it was. As he's being asked yesterday by reporters why he did it and then giving them nothing other than because I wanted to, it's obviously widely assumed here the great friends he's talking about are the ones that are down in Miami. They're the ones who are, quote, great friends that, quote, reciprocate the same energy back to you in all facets of life. And apparently those great friends aren't here, which, again, fuels speculation that he might be ready to pull another move. And you know what, Matt? It would not shock me for one second, because I firmly believe, and I have sources from Miami that tell me he didn't come back to Cleveland because of homesickness or because of loyalty or anything else. He came back to Cleveland, Ohio because he was forced to. He was forced to because of some things that went on down there. I'm not at liberty to say, but I can tell you this, that it wasn't his decision from what my sources have told me, and they are very, very close to the situation. It had everything to do with family, and not in a positive way, but in a negative way. And so I have no doubt in my mind that if he isn't happy being here, that he'll just pick up and go someplace else again.
Well, and I, you know, as we said in that interview,
when I say
again,
here, I mean in his Northeast Ohio region. Obviously, he's not even from Cleveland. He's an Akron guy, and so I think
Akron
he'll leave
kid,
Ohio
yeah.
and go right back. Yeah.
No, and I think that as well, and I think it's still a potential that eventually this thing could happen. I think it's going to also come down to, Bob, I think the next couple of months is critical. I think the end of this NBA season, how this team produces in the postseason. And, of course, not only that, let's just say for argument's sake they make the finals and lose again. What does this team do in the offseason? There was a lot of speculation earlier that they were going to, you know, ship, you know, Kevin Love somewhere else. There was a lot of speculation about Kyrie Irving and what he wants and how he wasn't happy. What does this team do this offseason? I don't want to say to compliment LeBron because I think they've done a nice job of that, but what do they do to make sure that this disaster doesn't happen the second time around? Because if it happens again, as I said earlier, I don't know if, you know, this team didn't really necessarily recover the first time around. They had four really bad basketball seasons under, you know, Byron Scott, and then they brought Mike Brown back. I don't know how this franchise recovers a second time around. And, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, that LeBron is the savior of the franchise. They haven't won a title with him, but obviously their best seasons historically have been with him there. So to me, this next, I'd say probably 4 to 5 months between now and the end of this season, whenever that may be, and into the early part of the offseason is going to be the most critical in the history of the franchise. And LeBron's going to have to, you know, make a decision once and for all. Is he going to stay committed to the Northeast Ohio area and to the Cavaliers, or is he going to pack up and go again? I don't
think
he's going
anywhere,
I will say that.
Can you think of any reason why he wouldn't just say what the fans want to hear? And that is, look, of course I'm committed here. I just needed a break. Right. I went down there because it was sunny and it was snowy here. I got a buddy down there. I was just hanging out. But of course I'm committed here. He could get rid of all of this. And I think, Matt, that the only reason that he wouldn't is because he loves it. He loves it making people nervous because it puts him in the spotlight. It reminds himself about how great he is and about how these people would go nuts if I wasn't here. And I think this is just part of the narcissism, honestly, that plagues this all-time superstar.
Well, it's arrogance. There's no question about it, because as you mentioned earlier, he could make this all go away within 20 seconds. And I had an opportunity to see the interview he did yesterday with the people at the Cleveland Clinic courts, and you know, the questions that are posed to him, as he had to know were coming, A, about the tweets, and B, about the trip down to Miami, and it was just all no, I don't have to. It was like a little kid, you know, and I think that just reminds us that, as we mentioned earlier, that this guy, no matter how beloved he is by certain fans, he's still in his mind a superstar. He's still one of the greatest players in his mind in the history of the league. And he feels like I think at times he feels he's invincible. He can get away with these things. And I think by him speaking about it, it would put a lot of people at ease. It would put a lot of people into a different level of comfort with saying, okay, I'm not going anywhere. Even though he's alluded to that before about I'm not leaving again, per se, he's never come right out and signed the deal that's going to keep him here forever. So,
and that's what Stephen A. Smith pointed out. That's what Stephen A. and that's what you wrote about at your website. You know, that don't think for one second that he is not, or that he is 100% devoted to staying. He has not made that claim.
Right.
He has not said it. He has not acted upon it. So don't think that he can't just on a whim say, you know what, I'm going to go pursue something somewhere else. And that is Brian Windhorst thinks the same thing, by the way. Another ESPN reporter, Brian Windhorst, thinks it bothers LeBron James that Steph Curry has become the face of the league, is now considered the, quote, greatest player on the planet, a title that he has held, you know, kind of symbolically for the last decade or so. It bothers him, and he feels like he might need to be someplace else to get that title of best player on the planet back again. And tell you what, I'm not saying that this is a full-blown crisis, but I will say that where there is smoke, there are usually flames, and there is a hell of a lot of smoke coming out of that town and that man right now. Matt Lodi, NEOSportsInsider.com, the AP in Cleveland as well. Matt, thanks for your update. Great job on the website. We appreciate the time, sir.